Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. As you heard, the governor of Missouri is preparing for what could happen once the grand jury decision is announced in the Michael Brown murder. More than 1,000 police officers have received special training ahead of the decision, and they say that the police will work to protect the peaceful protesters after a grand jury's decision is announced, but those who cross the line into violence will face consequences. The parents of Michael Brown were at the UN yesterday, at the United Nations. Leslie McSpadden and Michael Brown Sr. spoke to the United Nations Committee Against Torture, which also works against cruel or degrading treatment or punishment by government authorities. They say we need to the world to know what's going on in Ferguson, and we need justice.
And went before the UN.
This was before the UN in... they said that answers and action are the key. We have to bring it to the UN so they can expose it to the rest of the world, what's going on in small town Ferguson.
Keep it going.
And the attorney, Benjamin Crump, who has been working with the family, will be in Mobile, Alabama tomorrow to serve as a guest speaker discussing the legal views of justice, profiling race, class, and gender. The legal view of justice will be the topic of conversation at the USA Student Center Ballroom beginning at 6 o'clock, and there will be a lively discussion, no doubt, there.
Who's sponsoring this?
The Omegas.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Attorneys representing
the Qs.
Omega Sci-Fi.
Yes.
The attorneys representing the family of the Ebola victim, Thomas Eric Duncan, announced that they have reached a resolution with the Dallas hospital that treated him before his death in October. According to the news release issued by the law firm, regarding the resolution they have reached on behalf of the children and parents of the deceased with Texas Health Resources and all related entities.
How much?
That means they're not telling you.
Oh.
The Queen is not pleased. Aretha Franklin is threatening legal action on a new unauthorized biography, Respect, by her former ghostwriter, David Ritz. We talked to David Ritz not too long ago. And she says that the wild claims about her sexual promiscuity in the 1950s gospel circuit, known by insiders as the Sex Circus, when she was a young teen. The Queen of Soul is promoting her new album, and she says that she is not pleased with some of the things that have come out.
And I'm not pleased with him. I'm not pleased with David Ritz either. I was a big fan, and we had him on the show because I'm a big fan of his. I had not read the book. I had not seen the reviews. And
this sells books now.
And this sells. And this sells books. And we asked. Mm-hmm. We asked him, what's different in this book from the last book that he wrote about Aretha? He said nothing about the things that are so embarrassing to the Queen.
Well, did he talk to her at all about this book?
No, he talked to others.
It's unauthorized. Mm. It's an unauthorized biography.
He talked to those who knew her and that it worked, and even some of those who said they were on that sex circus.
You can't say that about the Queen. You just can't.
Especially the Queen. Man.
One of my favorite TV shows is The Big Bang Theory, and the woman that played Howard's mother, and it was only a voice that you ever heard.
Yeah, when he calls his
one
mom
of the geeks, and she yells downstairs. The actress who played Howard's mother has died. She's 62 years old and a wonderful actress. And they say that this was always the running gag, and no one ever saw her, but the crew, obviously, and the cast knew. And so a very sad ending.
You
to
like
that
The Big Bang Theory?
Love it. Love
it.
It's
one of my favorite shows.
As dumb as I am, I love
But funny is funny.
Funny is funny,
those
man.
Are your headlines.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.